Hi, I'm Dahlia Rose, and this is Kinky Facts You May Not Have Known. This podcast does contain adult content, and it is not suitable for minors, and it's definitely not safe for work. Listener discretion is advised. It's a well-known fact that there have been a lot of kinky fuckers throughout history, both individuals and societies as a whole. We've explored this with a few Roman emperors and the Victorians. Now we're going to explore one of the most popular cultures, ancient Egypt. In the land and time of the pharaohs, gods, goddesses, pyramids, and hieroglyphics, there was a lot to be said about sex. Unlike other periods of history and even today, sex was not a taboo subject. In Egyptian mythology, the first god and creator of life was Atum. The story can vary on how Atum came into existence. Some stories say he created himself while sitting on a mound in the primordial waters. Other stories say he was born from a blue lotus flower or an egg. And while others say he came into being by just speaking his own name. Whichever story is followed, it's believed he was one being with no wife or partner. It's said that in order to create his children, Shu, the god of air, and Tifnut, the goddess of moisture, he masturbated and his children were the products of his seed. After that, he pretty much jacked off everywhere, beginning the rest of creation, including the Nile. To honor Atum and his gift of creation, it was common for pharaohs to show reverence by recreating this creation myth by ceremoniously masturbating into the Nile. Definitely not a day to do washing or bathing downstream. Fertility was a major part of life in ancient Egypt, whether it was human fertility or the fertility of the earth to create crops. The importance of it can be seen in Egyptian gods, as there was approximately 12 that were associated with fertility. One particular god, Min, was the male fertility deity, and if there was any doubt about his area of expertise, he was always depicted with an erection. Modern-day men and women who suffer from infertility often visit ancient temples that house statues of Min and rub his penis to help overcome their issues. In many of these temples, it's clear to see that this is tradition, as the phalluses have become worn down or darkened due to all the rubbing. Masturbation was an important part of the creation story, and sex was seen as a vital way of being. As mentioned previously, sex was a very open subject, and it was not looked down upon for anyone to have sex, even before marriage. It seemed pretty much anything and everything was on the table, including incest. Well, if you were in the higher class, such as in the royal family. The other taboo was adultery. This offense was often punishable up to and including death. And, of course, the penalty was harsher for women than men. However, if you were unhappy in your marriage, there was the option of divorce. In fact, it didn't take much to be granted a divorce. Just the fact that you didn't like your spouse anymore was reason enough. Now, I know what you're thinking. It might have been possible for a woman to divorce her husband, but she was basically left with nothing, right? Nope. Egyptian law was very progressive for the time. Divorced women controlled their own possessions, and they were entitled to a percentage of the assets that were acquired by the couple during their marriage. In addition, women could also designate property to whomever they wanted. In the History of Pornography episode a few weeks ago, I mentioned the discovery of pornographic drawings on papyrus. These erotic papyrus rolls depicted sex scenes ranging from orgies to animals, doing it like they do on the Discovery Channel. This included homosexual scenes. But how did Egyptians feel about being gay? According to ancient myths and carvings, it appears that being gay was okay in ancient Egypt. The discovery of a 5th dynasty tomb showcased the carving of men depicted in a nose-to-nose embrace. While that might not seem like a big revelation, the pose these men were carved in was one that was specifically used for husbands and wives. In addition, the tomb was designed to be used in the same manner a tomb would be used for a husband and a wife. Finally, if you believe vulgar insults weren't around in ancient Egypt, I've got news for you. Sex played a huge role in ancient Egyptian insults, from phrases such as, quote, may you copulate with a donkey, or, quote, may a donkey copulate with your wife, to even more specific insults such as, quote, you are not a man because you cannot get your wives pregnant like your fellow men. Ouch. There's no arguing the ancient Egyptians were a fascinating group of people. In fact, we're still learning about their culture, values, and beliefs. But one thing we know for sure is that they were a rowdy bunch of people. This has been Kinky Facts You May Not Have Known with Dahlia Rose. If you'd like more kinky facts, please feel free to follow me on Instagram or TikTok at Kinky Facts Podcast. That's all one word. To contact me with kinky facts suggestions, please email me at kinkyfactspodcast@gmail.com. If you liked my podcast, please subscribe to be informed of new weekly episodes, and reviews are also helpful. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you'll come back soon.